This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're going to do an Insta-poll today on the program. We ask the question every day here on What's On Your Mind. What's on your mind, right? That's the question. So I'm asking right now, what's on your mind? Is it the hearing today, the hearing tomorrow with William Barr, the Attorney General, answering about his summary of the 400-page Mueller report where Robert Mueller and his team of Trump-hating attorneys picked apart every single possible angle to try and find collusion and obstruction by the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and came up with a big goose egg. The hearing is happening today and will be happening throughout the show. Do you want us to cover it? Do you want to hear what's happening there? Lindsey Graham is opening things up right now, the chairman, and next will be the Democratic ranking member, and you'll hear pretty much what you're going to hear the entire. He'll give you the theme of what the Democrats are going to go after. So you can text me your answer or Todd at 701-367-2054. Yes means I want to know what's happening in the Barr hearing. I want to know what's happening up there in the Senate in the Barr hearing. That's what yes means. No means anything but I don't care. It's a witch hunt. I don't need to know anything. I like to know, but I don't know if everybody wants to know. You know, I don't like to rely on other people to tell me what happened in the hearing. I like hearing it for myself, but I'm on the air here. We got a show to do. What's your vote, Todd?
No. It's not about my vote. I don't.
No?
You and
okay.
I don't get a vote in this one.
We don't get a vote. All right.
Nope. It's not what's on Scott's mind. It's not what's on Todd's mind.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So 701-367-2054. The yeses and the noes in the next 10 minutes will determine how we'll handle the rest of the program. We will get a little bit of the opening statements here for you. Also on the program today, Justin Fisk from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation will talk about a new season. The final one for Bill Sorensen, I can't believe it, Buffalo Bill is last year. We got it. This means it's a priority, folks. We've got to go. We've got to be there. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here a little later on in the program. He is on the House Judiciary Committee. They're holding a hearing possibly tomorrow. There's a little bit of a disagreement over the committee and how it will operate tomorrow. William Barr says, I'll come and answer any question from any member of Congress. I'm happy to do it. Jerry Nadler, the House Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is saying, we want the lawyers, we want the staff to ask questions. What he wants is an optic, ladies and gentlemen. He wants an optic. By that I mean he is looking for an impeachment-like scenario on the evening news. Remember when Kavanaugh was interviewed by the lawyers? Yeah, that's what he's looking for. So, yes for the hearings, no for anything but. You tell us 701-367-2054. Don't call text. That's the text number, 701-367-2054. Or 701-226-8503 for Todd. Bring this up, Kevin. Let's see what Lindsey Graham is saying right now.
See, between the Trump campaign and the Russian government regarding the 2016 election. As to obstruction of justice, Mr. Mueller left it to Mr. Barr to decide after 2 years and all this time. He said, Mr. Barr, you decide. Mr. Barr did. There are a bunch of lawyers on this committee, and I will tell you the following. You have to have specific intent to obstruct justice. If there's no underlying crime, pretty hard to figure out what intent might be if there was never a crime to begin with. The president never did anything to stop Mueller from doing his job. So I guess the theory goes now, we don't... Okay, he didn't collude with the Russians, and he didn't specifically do anything to stop Mueller, but attempted obstruction of justice of a crime that never occurred, I guess, is sort of the new standard around here. We'll see if that makes any sense. To me, it doesn't. Now, there's another campaign. It was the Clinton campaign. What have we learned from this report? the Russians interfered in our election. So can some bipartisanship come out of this? I hope so. I intend to work with my colleagues on the other side to introduce the Deter Act and to introduce legislation to defend the integrity of the voting system. Senator Durbin and I have legislation that would deny anyone admittance into the United States, a visa through the immigration system, if they were involved in interfering in an American election. I'm working with Senator Whitehouse and Blumenthal to make sure that if you hack into a state election system, even though it's not tied to the internet, that's a crime. I would like to do more to harden our infrastructure because the Russians did it. It wasn't some 400-pound guy sitting on a bed somewhere. It was the Russians. And they're still doing it. And it could be the Chinese. It could be somebody next. So my takeaway from this report is that we've got a lot of work to do to defend democracy against the Russians and other bad actors. And I promise the committee we will get on with that work, hopefully in a bipartisan fashion. The other campaign was investigated not by Mr. Mueller, by people within the Department of Justice. The accusation against the Clinton, Secretary Clinton, was that she set a private server up somewhere in her house and classified information was on it to avoid the disclosure requirements and the transparency requirements required of being Secretary of State. So that was investigated. What do we know? We know that the person in charge of investigating hated Trump's guts. I don't know how Mr. Mueller felt about Trump, but I don't think anybody on our side believes that he had a personal animosity toward the president to the point he couldn't do his job. This is what Strzok said on February the 12th, 2016. Now, he's in charge of the Clinton email investigation. Oh, he's Trump's abysmal. I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. February the 12th, 2016. Page is the Department of Justice lawyer assigned to this case. March 3rd, 2016. God, Trump is a loathsome human being. Strzok. Oh, my God. Trump's an idiot. Page, he's awful. Strzok. God, Hillary should win 100 million to nothing. Compare those two people to Mueller. March 16th, 2016. I cannot believe Trump is likely to be an actual serious candidate for president. July the 21st, 2016. Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. August the 8th, 2016. 3 days before Strzok was made deputy acting in charge of the counterintelligence division of the FBI. He's never going to become president, right? Page to Strzok. No, he won't. We'll stop him. These are the people investigating the Clinton email situation and start the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign. Compare them to Mueller. August the 15th, 2016. Strzok. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. August 26, 2016. Just went to the Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. October the 19th, 2016. Trump is a fucking idiot. He's unable
dump,
to provide
dump,
a...
Dump.
It's dumped, yeah. That was on Fox News. Sorry.
Yeah. I guess we just made our decision. Interesting enough, about 30 seconds before Lindsey Graham decided to swear in a hearing, which... I've heard those texts, you know, before, but they always do something to, when they're in print,
say F.
Yeah, but you know, they do a couple stars or whatever. And when they're spoken,
they
use part of the words. Not good. Anyway, Lindsey Graham, the senator from...
That's just depending on what he says, the decision's made, right?
Exactly. What I was going to say is just before that, no, just edged out the S's. Like, it was 50-50. It was just dead on. And we got another text that said no. And so they decided. So we're not going to take any more of the hearing today. We'll give you excerpts when it warrants, but basically we're not going to take the hearing. And, I think we're going to be hearing more about that because Lindsey Graham does it. It was on Fox News. We take our feed from Fox News.
Jeez.
You know, as K-Fire does, you take the feed right directly from the, you know, the network. And he's a potty mouth. Wow. But, you know, I think what he did was valuable to give people an idea of the level of animus towards the president among people that are supposedly impartial men and women of the law. You know what I mean? That's what I think is unbelievable. All right. So, no bar hearings. What do you want to talk about? Let's go on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
What you driving today there, Todd?
Oh, my Schwann Buick GMC, GMC Sierra. You know what? They've got a whole big slew of low-mileage program cars, some of them are under 10,000 miles. And how about a pickup that gets over 30 miles a gallon? Canyon diesel, four-wheel drive pickups. And your trade may be worth more than you think. Find out. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We'll keep our ear on what's happening at the hearing, but we've decided since our audience was asked yes or no on it, and a majority of you said no, barely, by the way, it was close. There were a lot of yeses, and there were just a hair more no's. And, of course, that last no came in right about the time that Lindsey Graham decided to swear on national television, which is really just bizarre to me. There are times when you have people you think may possibly say something, so you have your hand on the button, and so you don't have to hear words that you're not supposed to hear, and Lindsey Graham let it rip. So I can't even believe he intended to do that. I don't know. But now Dianne Feinstein's asking questions, and I don't think there's much chance she'll swear, but she'd put us to sleep if we were listening to this, and I don't really want to go to sleep. So I want to talk to you about whatever else is on your mind. So for all of the folks that said, no, I don't want to hear it, what do you want to hear? What should we talk about today? What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Something I'm spending a lot of time thinking about that I could use your help on, that I would throw into the mix, but anything's welcome here today. So if you got something you want covered and talked about, let us know. We're going to talk with Governor Burgum later this week about the legislative session. Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, will be at something called Politics and a Plate. They do this, I think they do it in Bismarck, too. The different Republican Party committees will have monthly gatherings, lunch, and have people come around. They do this in Fargo once a month. It is Wednesday, May 1st today, so they have their Politics and a Plate from noon to 1:30. Registration begins at 11:30, the Holiday Inn in Fargo. And Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford giving a legislative wrap-up from the governor's perspective. So that'll be happening today. Some folks are still with the session just wrapping up last week wanting to chat about that. We can certainly do that. Here's what I was going to bring up. And that is I'm spending a lot of time wondering how we, the people, grassroots, everyday average Americans, who, if I had to pick one issue over the last 3-4 years, was the number one issue that concerned you. Sometimes that heat map, they ramp up for a while, then they go away. But this one just has never gone away. All the way back to the campaign for the 2016 presidential nomination and also for the general election. And that is the border. Protecting the border. Securing the border. Again, with my little clipboard here and my little high-tech math system, that's what I would tell you would be number one. Well, here we are, folks, after 3+ years of this, on the 1st of May of 2019, and while we have some new attention on it, we still have a lot of open border, a lot of open border. We have a president who obviously has been pushing this relentlessly, but getting no help from Congress or the swamp. He's saying, rather regularly now, we're going to have 400 miles built by the time the election comes around. I don't see how there's any possible way we can have 400 miles. And I've been doing a lot of work on the air. You heard our interview with General Semonite. Many of you thought that was just happy talk, political talk. Nobody believed the word he said. He was he's commanding general, top official at the Corps. And you're having others now that I'm talking to off the air. Just right. I'm just trying to understand. Here's the basic, simple question I'm asking. All right, if I go back and look at every border appropriation going back to 2009, okay, and the dollars allocated and what it was supposed to buy, and then I say how much wall has been built, there's even a disagreement about that because the Corps will tell you, and they've told the president, 80 miles have been built. If I go to try to find wall, I can only find 40 miles of wall built. 40 miles of wall built. The president was just down in California, Calimexico, a month or so ago, celebrating 2 miles of replacement wall. In other words, not new protection for the border, but better protection for the border. It's better than nothing, but it's not new. 2 miles that took 8 months to build and cost a lot of money. But it was authorized 10 years ago. So I'm sad to say, but we are getting happy talk from everybody. And I think the one person that has been pounding away on this more than anybody to say the Corps can't do it, we got to do it a different way, is Senator Kevin Cramer, who wrote those letters that I talked to the president about. Now, the president has heard about Fisher. He's heard about the mile a day. We played that. I believe we played that clip, didn't we, of him on Hannity? Did we play that?
I think we did. Today, not today, though. But.
No, whenever it was. When was it Friday? I think we might have played it Monday. But anyway, so Sean Hannity interviews the president. And Sean says, you heard about this company that can build the wall way faster than anybody else? And he says, yeah, it's Fisher out of North Dakota, home of that great new senator we have, Senator Cramer. But they're not meeting the bids, what he said. So we go to Fisher and say, okay, what do they mean you're not meeting the bids? They say, well, there's been 7 bids in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. 5 of them, we were not allowed to bid on them. They took a very small group of people and allowed them to bid on it. Oh, wait a minute. So I called the Corps of Engineers and I talked to the to General Semonite's credit. He said, look, talk to these people. They'll give you the answers you need. So he gives me some fellow that's the head of their contracting. And I say to him, the president said this. Fisher said this. What are you saying? Well, we didn't exclude anybody. Nobody was excluded. They could bid. Oh, my gosh. It is like a circular firing squad. You can't even believe it. You can't get to the truth. Because I've been trying to get to just, in other words, I don't want to bore you with every chapter and verse of that on the air. I want to just, get somebody that can boil this down and tell me what the deal is. And I can't find it. I can't do it. So, back to my big question. How do we fix this? I don't think we can rely on anyone. And by the way, Senator Hovind, he's plugging away too. And has said many times, look, Fisher's qualified. They're good. They're going to get a job. Trust me. They're busting through, but it doesn't happen. I say let all that happen. But I think those of us that believe until we secure the border, until we fix our asylum system and fix our broken immigration system, we're in big trouble. We've got to do something. We've got to do something. What would get their attention? Should we load up the steps of the state capitol and send the video down to say, build that wall, Corps, we're tired of it? I would that matter? Letter writing campaign, texting campaign, I don't know, hashtag campaign, I don't know. I'm perplexed, but I'm convinced unless we do something that gets their attention, they being the Corps, the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the Congress, the president's not going to be cutting the ribbon on a finished wall before the election. No way.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr will be defending his handling of the Mueller report when he testifies shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, as Democrats have accused him of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of the special counsel Robert Mueller before releasing a redacted version of Mueller's report. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says,
I don't think we can rely on the Justice Department to be summarizing what Bob Mueller said in that conversation to Bill Barr. We know from Mueller's own words from that letter that he viewed the Barr summary as misleading, as essentially allowing the White House to create this false narrative. No, this is serious business.
He was speaking on CBS News. The South Central U.S. cleaning up after over two dozen tornadoes touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
A Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
You heard about this contractor that said he can build the whole wall for a lot cheaper than anybody else and get it done by 2020. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. We're dealing with him, actually. It's Fisher. Comes from North Dakota. Recommended strongly by a great new senator, as you know, Kevin Cramer. And they're real, but they've been bidding, and so far they haven't been meeting the bids. I thought they would. But when we get them for a bid, we're building many sections of wall right now that's under construction right now. And I intend to have, by the end of next year, over 400 miles of wall.
I love the bold goal, but I don't think there's any chance given what they've done previously. In other words, this is the answer I can't get. What are you doing now differently to allow you to have a better track record than you've had? If they actually were bringing Fisher in or others like them that could move lightning quick, I wouldn't worry so much. 800-228-0550. Is there anything that can be done? I'd love your take on this. 800-228-0550. Local number is 258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd or I. Todd's at 701-226-8503 or 701-367-2054 for me. Safety talk. We talk a lot about safety on this program. Safety for workers, safety for employers. North Dakota Workforce Safety and Insurance is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year of caring for North Dakota workers, employers, and medical providers. That's what they do. Find out more about that at workforcesafety.com. Critical component, is what I'm trying to say. Critical component to both you and your employer while on the job. And employees have a part in that. Employers have a part in that. Also, our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit. Great training options available for you at ndsc.org. That's your safety minute, 26 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. The answer is simple, says Adam, but no one has the guts to do it. Suspend all immigration for a minimum of 2 years to allow courts to get through the backlog and Congress to finally secure the border. I like it, and it's been done before, hasn't it? We have moratoriums on immigration in our past to get a handle on that. Remember after Ellis Island, I believe there was a time. somebody just let me know that the dry half of the shop has been swept. Did you think that that was for me? Are they wanting me to do the wet half, or, you know?
I don't know.
Dry half of the shop swept. All right.
I'm a squeegee out, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you for the update. Texter says Lindsey Graham is usually very level-headed, but I think the ridiculousness of these hearings has got him so frustrated. Maybe so. Chickens. Lindsey was speaking out the truth. I don't know if you mean we're the chickens, but Lindsey was actually done with his opening statement when we broke away. Anyway, but we asked, you answered. We're listening to you. Lindsey Graham meant to say the F word for effect. All day, the mainstream media will be talking about the word and not the bar reaction. You think so? This will be interesting. We'll have a little test to see if it happens.
Or the fact another that text. He was reading from something. It wasn't just him dropping it.
Yeah, he was reading. Fire the swamp rats at the core. There's a solution from somebody.
I like that.
Texter, why didn't more get done when the Republicans held the House and Senate in the presidency? I've asked you that many times. It's been answered many times. I don't think anybody's happy with that fact. But you can't do anything in the United States Senate without 60 votes. So could they have pushed more and tried to get the 60? Yeah, you know, maybe. I wish they'd have done it sooner. But that isn't a reason to sit here and whine 3 hours later. Are you for it or are you against it? That's the question that ought to be answered. Border wall. The president has too many people around him that won't get him information for work he wants done. Mattis withheld defense information from Trump until he found out and he was fired. Well, there's a whole lot of that going on. A whole lot of that going on. No doubt about it. Remember the interview that I did with the president? Told him about the letter from Senator Cramer, specifically about this question of the Corps of Engineers not being able to get it done. What'd he say? I want that letter. I want that letter. I want that letter. Turned to his staff, said, make sure I get that letter. You know what I mean? Meaning all kinds of things are kept from him. Just part of the reason we have the problem we have right now. Doug in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
There's an easy way to fix this. If they haven't lived up to the terms of the bid, just rebid the whole thing and do like they did when they had that big earthquake down in San Francisco during the World Series those years ago.
Yes.
Give them a bonus if they get it done early, and if they don't get it done, fine the heck out of them.
Yeah, that's a way to do it, too. And by the way, I asked the Corps official I talked to yesterday about that. I said, what's the penalty if they don't do this? Because he's talking about how good they are, they're fast, the people they use, they're fantastic. And I said, he said, are there penalties? And he said, well, many times it's problems that are not their fault. Right? Not their fault. And, you know, they like if something's protest.
What a
like
great answer.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't make it up. It just frustrates the daylights out of me, Doug. But I agree with you. Measures like that is how it'll get done. Let me get Bob and Jamestown in here, and then we'll get Justin Fisk in from Medora. Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say it sounds like some of the texts and listeners you had on didn't understand that Lindsey was reading actual emails between Strzok and Page. So, you know, don't take the blame for that, you guys, yourself, because Lindsey isn't that kind of guy to use that kind of language. But he's been one of our only fighters so far to help Trump, and too bad Romney and some of these other guys don't follow suit. But the other thing you were talking about, what we want to talk about today is legislature's over. They did some things I really liked. I was for the Roosevelt Museum because I've been to two presidential libraries, and people should go see. You know, they still might learn something someday. There's a lot of good information in those places, but they still, I don't think, addressed property taxes enough for our elderly. I hear from people that are retired; they all got extra jobs because their property taxes are so high. They're on fixed incomes. They get a small Social Security raise of less than 1% every so many years, and then Medicare goes up that same amount, but the property taxes go up. And there's no reason in North Dakota to have houses that are valued at $200,000 and people are paying $3,000 a year property tax on them, and go to a state like Arizona, and $400,000 house is about $900, and it's even cheaper if you don't have kids in school.
Yeah, no, there's
school. You know,
you're exactly right. There is work to be done, no doubt about it. And I think they would tell you that the prairie dog legislation is designed to relieve a little pressure, which is the infrastructure, buy down, if you will, to say, hey, you know, don't do new infrastructure, or do some, but replace some infrastructure that's existing, and then give the difference to taxpayers, or in specials or whatnot, Bob. But I agree with you. I think more can be done in that regard. And we're going to talk more about that in the coming days with folks that we have with us. Thanks for bringing it up, though. I appreciate it very much. Justin Fisk is here. Justin is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Justin, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. We're well.
Fantastic. This gentleman was just on, brought up his support for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Library and Museum. And that has been something that many of us have been following very closely. Obviously, there's more work to be done, but assuming that is something that keeps tracking, what do you see as the impact on that for Medora as we know it?
Well, you're right, Scott. There's a lot of work to be done, and I think the governor was absolutely spot on last week when he signed the bill funding the endowment for the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. That this isn't a finish line. This is a starting line. And we're really excited for our friends at the Library Foundation. And this is a big win, but really it's the start of a whole lot more work. And as TR would say, it's going to be hard work, but work worth doing. How is it going to affect Medora? Man, we're excited because there's a lot of positives that there's a lot of challenges that will have to be addressed. Where is the actual library going to be sited? How does the relationship with the city and the National Park Service work? There's lots of really important questions, but what we are very encouraged about is there's some good ideas and there's some templates out there to be able to follow and draw from. And we have a really good opportunity to also blaze our own trail, which that's why Teddy loved the people of North Dakota, because we're pretty good at doing that.
You know, I heard a stat about the Medora musical impact, for instance, just that one thing alone. So how many people, again, what are the average numbers at the musical?
Over the last 5 years, we see about 120,000 people at the Medora musical each year, another 40,000 at the Pitchfork Steak Fondue. That's just in 100 days.
Yeah, so again, you know, the lowest any of these presidential museums and libraries draw are 40,000. They usually have huge spikes at the beginning, and then it levels off a little bit, but the lowest of the lowest and the smallest of small towns are none of them are less than 40,000. So, you know, just if you took that and say, okay, a percentage of them are going to be at the musical, the fondue, I mean, it just bodes very well for the future. It sort of takes Medora to a different level, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And this is something that at the Medora Foundation that we've been thinking from the beginning when folks have brought this idea back up, or it's risen to the top. Because this is a two-decade-old project that many, many people have been working on, including our team for a long time and many others. But this isn't our project, but we firmly believe this is one it's going to raise everything in Medora to another level. It will be good for the city. It will be good for the residents of Billings County. It's good for tax revenue. It adds a few full-time jobs and even more part-time jobs. It's something that reminds me of the story of the early 1950s when Governor Ed Schaefer stood next to his dad and they looked over the town and said, "We've got to save this." And Ed looked at his dad and said, "There's nothing there." But that was the birth of North Dakota tourism industry right then and there. And we're right at a point like that today.
Harold saw something, and he was right. More after this with Justin.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, breaking news, you're missing nothing from the bar hearings. On your behalf, I was listening during the break. Lindsey Graham is asking the first set of questions. Diane Feinstein will be next, and then they'll go all the members. But there's no there. It's just so ridiculous, this whole thing. All you need to know about the effort to keep the Mueller report in the news and suggest that there's some there is the Democrats are doing this for 2020. There's nothing there. They've totally hitched their wagon to this for the last 2.5 years, and they have to keep it going.
We did hear the most memorable part live, though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, thank you to Lindsey Graham for that. My goodness, I don't know what he was thinking there. I have to tell you about my friends at MBI Energy. Yes, MBI Energy is a great place to work. How do I know that? Well, for one, I know the people at MBI Energy, so I know it's a good place to work. Number two, I know the reputation that they have of decades of service, celebrating 40 years of service to the Bakken, and they're now hiring. It's the best workover company in the Bakken. They have immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. They are committed to safety and job satisfaction. Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Apply today. Okay. Back with more of Justin Fisk from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, marketing and communications director there. We're talking a little bit about the impacts on Medora, the Medora we love, with this new facility. One question we get a lot, and I want to ask everybody that's a supporter of this and been part of this for a long time, like you have, Justin, the question, just so people hear it, they say, well, you know, Medora, I love Medora, but it's seasonal. It's not year-round, so what, you know, there's not going to be anybody there. It'll be like, the, you know, very quiet in the winter in Medora. We should put it somewhere where it's more population. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that the bulk of the visitation for the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, you know, it's still likely to fall in basically the traditional tourism season. You know, I love our state, but out-of-state visitors don't come super often in February, right? But you're still going to have a much longer travel season. Maybe it fires up in March at a much higher level than we would otherwise be able to do. Maybe it goes longer into December. And one of the things that I think anybody who works on the Presidential Library project will tell you is that a huge target of folks who are recruited to come to those libraries and who enjoy them and get a lot of value are school kids. So in addition to most of the visitation probably still falling in something that's really similar to our traditional travel season in Medora, then you're going to have a lot of school kids who are going to have an amazing opportunity in North Dakota to, in those other months, take a bus over, experience the Badlands in the winter, and you know what? Because it's a little bit quieter, it's even better in a lot of ways. So you're going to see lots and lots of tax dollars, mostly from travelers coming from the east, traveling across the state, dropping money off in Fargo, in Jamestown, in Bismarck, in Minot, all the way across the state as they travel to this landmark institution. And then you're going to have an amazing opportunity for folks in the state to explore the life of Theodore Roosevelt and all of the ups and downs and the things that made him worthy of being remembered as one of our best presidents in history.
Your boss, Randy Hotzenbühler, was telling me that the Theodore Roosevelt National Park usage is lower than sort of its regional peers by some fashion. So I also see this as a way to get more people to see the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, because then there's another piece to do it, and maybe doing that triangle of Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore and come here. So there's a lot of good reasons. This is going to be fun to watch unroll.
You're absolutely right. There are millions of people who see Mount Rushmore every year, millions of people who visit the national parks in Montana, and we are a natural stop along the way, but we just haven't connected that dot yet. And this is that opportunity now that we have to make this a must-stop for folks who want to see Rushmore and then make their way to Yellowstone. It's an easy, natural driving route, and you're going to see so many benefits for Theodore Roosevelt National Park and for the entire state, and lots of good things for the folks of Medora and for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. We're just so excited across the board to see this happen and be a part of something incredible in history once again, just like the beginning of the Medora musical. But before Harold Schaefer decided to purchase the Rough Riders Hotel, it was very likely Medora was going to disappear. And looking back, we know people said, that's crazy, Harold, don't do that. But we're sure glad that he did what he did today.
Have about a half a minute left, Justin, but tell us about the final season for the legendary Buffalo Bill, Bill Sorensen.
Wild Bill Sorensen's final ride this summer. You know, Bill has been in the Medora musical as a co-host for a number of years, and those things have a little bit of a life cycle, and he was thinking last year, I maybe got one more in me. So this is his final season as a co-host of the Medora musical, but the good news is I think Bill has spent a life in Medora and will still be around Medora in a lot of really cool ways. He's opening a new business, and we'll get to see him a lot in Medora, but this is the final season to see him on the stage of the Medora musical.
Fantastic. That is great. What's the business he's opening?
It's called it's a Wild West plant house called Perspective. I can't wait for folks to experience it this summer.
Well, it sounds interesting. Wild Bill. We love him. Bill Sorensen. Last year on a big stage at Medora, so that's reason enough to get there. Justin, thank you very much. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks. Don't go away.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard. I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up. I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Cummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.